Three candidates remain in the running to become Seattle's next police chief. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld has a story.
Search committee co-chair Ron Sims says the shortlist became shorter by one candidate after the committee gave the four original candidates a written exam, conducted reference and background checks, and did intensive site visits.
This was one of the most thorough processes in the history of humankind.
The remaining candidates for Seattle's next top cop include Robert Lehner, currently chief of police in Elk Grove, California. He previously took over as police chief in Eugene, Oregon, after two officers were fired for and later convicted of serial sexual assault. Frank Milstead is chief of police in Mesa, Arizona, where he's piloted the use of body cameras on officers to record interactions with the public. And Kathleen O'Toole, the former Boston police commissioner, who also oversaw police reforms in East Haven, Connecticut, and Ireland. Sim says they represent three different personalities, approaches, and kinds of experience. But he says they're all serious about reform of Seattle's police department. It's been operating under a consent decree from the U.S. Department of Justice since 2012, after the DOJ found that Seattle police often used excessive force and were potentially biased against people of color.
All the candidates said one thing: this is the change that will occur. They were very clear that the agreement with the Justice Department requires change. The selection committee itself wanted change. And all these individuals, when we looked at them, were people who were change agents in the departments that they were in.
A fourth candidate is no longer in consideration: Salt River, Arizona Police Chief Patrick Melvin. Seattle Police Officers Guild incoming president Ron Smith is also on the search committee and said he's enthusiastic about all three candidates and the reforms they would bring. Seattle has had two interim chiefs since John Diaz retired from the position last year. The next step for each finalist is an interview with Mayor Ed Murray. He's expected to make his decision within the next few weeks. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.